What?
John Solomon, CBS Sports.
So you're a native Australian, from what I understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you get involved rooting for Alabama football?
I always loved American football. When I was a kid, you could see one game a week, and it just really appealed to me, the strategic nature of it, because I was very... I had very poor ball handling skills. I couldn't play Australian sports. I ended up marrying an American by chance, and she was an Alabama grad, and since then I've become a little bit crazy about Alabama.
Obviously. What do you think of this whole event? Do you have anything like this in Australia?
There's nothing like this in Australia, trust me. I tell my friends back home that, you know, over 100,000 people go to a college football game. They've got no idea.
What gave you the idea to come here to try to meet Coach Saban?
My wife wanted to see her family, so I insisted that it be now, when media days were on.
Are you going to be disappointed if you don't meet him?
I'll be really disappointed, but I met some of the players, which was really cool. And I'm still hopeful that, you know, after the interviews, he'll come out and I'll get a chance.
And you were saying earlier, it cost you $8,000 or $9,000?
Yeah, with spending money, it's about that much. Flying two people out and accommodation and all that sort of stuff, it's not cheap.
How do you watch the games over there?
I normally have to watch online. ESPN broadcasts a couple of games a week, very infrequently. It's an SEC game, but I get to watch that, and I also listen to all the games on online on a radio broadcast. So, but it's really interesting actually, because with the time change at the start of the season when they play the early games, it's like 3 a.m. that I have to get up to listen to the football, and my wife doesn't really take well to me starting drinking beer at 3 a.m. But, you know, I sort of figure it's a game tradition, right? So,
well, you could start at like 10 p.m. and you'd
I'd fall
nice
asleep then.
By 3 a.m.
Well, yeah, but when she gets up at about 9 o'clock and I'm a bit, yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, football.
So what made you do this on? Is this your best edge to try to possibly...
Well, I figured I got no chance of meeting him if I'm just standing at the edge, so I just wanted to... Well, I didn't realize that I'd make a fuss with anyone else. I just wanted to attract his attention.
Yeah. Welcome to Media Days.
Well, I figure you guys like any story, right?
it's been kind of dull this week.
Yeah. Well, you know, they never say anything. Like, I read the interviews. You guys all come and, you know, write the same stuff and it all says nothing. And Les, you know, Les hadn't even had a beer, so that was boring. Les hadn't had a beer. You know, if he'd had a beer, you might have had a fun interview.
What part of Australia are you from?
I'm originally from Melbourne, but now I live in a place called Tamworth, which is regional New South Wales. It's sort of out in the middle of nowhere. So it's about 3.5 hours to the coast and about 6 hours to the nearest capital city.
So how long ago did you become like an Alabama fan? When did it really hit?
About 7 years ago.
Saban's arrival, basically?
Pretty much, no. There was one season before he arrived, which was pretty sad. And then, you know, like, I've had a pretty good trot. You know, you all have been following Alabama your whole lives and had to go through Mike Shuler and all those guys. And coach change after coach change. I came along and, you know, it was fantastic. I'm just very thankful that my wife wasn't a Kentucky grad, because that would be really disappointing.
What does she think of you now that you've become this? She's
a bit embarrassed. She's a grad, right? So she went to all the games at school and it's very ho-hum for her. It's a big deal for me, you know. She puts up with it.
Have you ever been to Bryant Denny?
I have been, yep. I checked out the stadium. Yeah, there was... Sorry. Yeah, not when anyone was there, of course.
No games, you haven't been
there? No, I can't because of the job I do. Okay. We're always... that's my busiest time of year is spring over there, which
what
is...
Do you do?
I'm a wedding photographer.
Okay.
So every Saturday in spring, I'm shooting a wedding, so just, you know, there's no chance of me being able to come over.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's... It's fantastic being here, though. I'm really enjoying myself, and it's great being around people that I can talk football with.